I have something on my mind, and I want to say it. You know, I read of a little young lad, Brother Fred. He was blind from his youth. He was born that way, Brother Junior.
Yes.
He was born blind. But there was somebody going to come into his midst.
He knew that.
In his midst, Brother Junior, that's going to change his life.
Yeah.
You heard about it.
Going to change his life. He'd heard about Jesus.
Yeah. Heard he was coming.
I believe he made an effort to get to him.
Heard he was coming.
But I want you to know today that, Brother Lon, this little boy couldn't see one thing.
No.
Totally blind. Well, but he heard about Jesus. He believed Jesus would heal him, Brother Junior.
Amen.
I'm not going to take long. But he believed that Jesus would heal him. Did Jesus do it? Lord, yes, he done it, brethren. But I want you to know, that old group of mean people met him. They began to talk to him, Brother Junior. Are you the one? Are you the one that was born blind? Some of them holler out, no, he's not the one. He's like him. No, I'm him. I'm him. Yesterday, then how was your eyes opened? All I know is there's a man put spit upon my eyes,
put clay on them.
And now I was blind and now I can see. Yesterday, Brother Junior, he said, now I can see. When he told them that, they began to doubt, Brother Junior. Yesterday, Brother Fred, they said, is it him? You know, and they begin to talk about him. Is it him? No. No, it's somebody like him. Oh, Brother Fred, they went and got his parents.
Yeah.
They begin to say to them, is this your son here?
Yeah,
this is my son. Yesterday, was he born blind, Brother Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was born blind. How he sees now, we do not know. But why wouldn't they tell him, Brother Junior? They'd already been threatened, brother. They knew that they would be thrown out of the synagogue. Is that right or wrong, brethren, today? Yesterday, ask him, he's of age. Brother Fred,
ask him again.
He said, I've told you once and you heard me not. And today, what do you mean they didn't hear him? They heard him, but they didn't believe him, Brother Junior. Yesterday, brethren, today, they didn't understand. I told you one time that this man healed me. Yes, Brother Junior, they called this man a sinner, did they not? Called him Jesus, said he was a sinner. What did this little boy say unto them, Brother Junior? Whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. But all I know today, yes, Brother Lon, all I know is that I was blind and now I see. And today, I want you to know, Brother Fred, oh, Brother Lon, one time I was blind, and today I seen not where I walketh, and today, but there was a man come my way, Brother Junior. Yesterday, there was a man come and opened my eyes, brother, and now I see, and today, what did he do to me, Brother Junior? He opened my eyes, he anointed them with eye salve, brethren, and today, yesterday, how was you blind, Brother Lon? How was you blind today? How was you blind, Brother Junior? I was blind and because I was in sin today. Oh, Brother Fred, but now I see where I go today. How do you see, brethren, today? God gave me new eyes to see with today. He gave me new ears to hear with, Brother Junior. Oh, now I'm walking in the newness of life today. God has given me a life, brethren, today. Oh, Brother David, I don't worry about dying no more today. I want you to know, why don't you worry about dying, Brother Fred? Because I've got eternal life today. Who did you get it, brethren? Who did you get it through? I got it through Jesus, brethren. And then that morning, Brother Lon, when he calls my name, I'm going to get up in the morning. Oh, what are you going to look like? Brother Doc, I've heard them argue about these things, but I'll tell you who I'm going to look like. Brother Kenny, I'm going to look like Jesus. Yes, today I'm going to be like him, brother. Oh, I want you to know, I believe there was an old man of God. Saw him on that island, Brother Junior. Don't you believe he saw him, Brother Junior? I believe he heard him. I believe he didn't only see him, but he heard him, brother. Today, his hair was white like wool, Brother Junior. And I want you to know, he spoke more than what? A voice of many waters, Brother Junior. Today, have you ever been under a waterfall, Brother Junior? And listen to the waterfall, brethren. How the great roar is it, brethren? And how much power it has. Oh, Brother Lon, you can't hear anything but the waterfall.
That's it.
This man spoke with the voice of many waters. And I want you to know, his feet looked like something, didn't he, Brother Junior? His feet like brass had been burned in a fire. And today, and I want you to know, and today, this man that he saw, Brother Lon, brother, he's coming back again, Brother David. What's he coming for? He's coming for me. He's got a bride down here. I want you to know, Brother Junior, they can talk about the marriages they want to, all these things, Brother Junior. Oh, but one morning, Brother David, on Interstate 64, I married a man, Brother Junior, and I want you to know that I entered into a lasting covenant, brother. A covenant never will be broken, brother. And today, oh, why did you go there? Because Jesus invited me. Jesus invited you. Jesus is inviting my son, Brother Dan. He's inviting your son and your daughters. Here's the reason they won't come, because, oh, Brother Lon, because they love that darkness more than they do the light. Oh, Brother Fred, the other Wednesday, last Wednesday, we stood out here and watched the double rainbows in the sky, Brother Junior, and we seen all the brightness of all these things. Yeah, the scientists will tell you it's like a prism. That it throws off the light, Brother Junior. But I read of an old man called Noah, brother. Somebody said there wasn't no grace, brother, until Christ come. You better read, Brother Junior. Where did Noah find grace at, brother? He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It was there, brother, and today. Yeah, grace has everly been with the Lord, Brother Junior. Somebody said, it just come along in the book of Matthew. No, Brother Junior, they better read, brother. They better find where they're talking about. Brother Lon, grace, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And we're going to close. Brother Junior, we went down to the little museum. They began to show how the waters rose. Most of the preachers you hear preach today, Brother Jim, yeah, they said rain for 40 days and nights. But they never tell you about the fountains of the deep that opened up, Brother Lon. It wasn't just the rain, Brother Kenny, that flooded the earth, Brother. The water came up, Brother. It came down. And now I want you to know the fountains of the deep were open. Can you imagine, Brother David? Oh, can you imagine standing somewhere and watching water rush out of the ground and it's raining down at the same time? Jesus made a way. Jesus was going to flood this earth. God was going to flood the earth, Brother Roger. What was he going to do it? We'll do it for, Brother Jim. Well, because what had they done? What had they done?
All their imagination was evil.
Everything they done was evil, Brother Kenny. Even the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, Brother Fred, he got down to where, will you spare the city for 10 people? Yeah, find them for me. Couldn't find the 10. He got down lower than that. Oh, Brother Lon. But one day he come to me and he said, Terry Bryant, I knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. I knew about you. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come to you. And you're going to hear my voice. And you're going to know that it's me. Brother John, I knew it was Jesus when I was 16 years old that called to me and told me I was a sinner. Somebody said, I never knew that. You heard Brother Jimmy Hall saying here that he didn't believe he was old enough to draw Social Security before the Lord come to you. Some people have you believe, Brother Fred, that you're going to be an old person.
You have to be old.
Before God comes to you. I've heard Brother Tennis Sturgill stand right in this stand and say he was 12 years old when the Lord came to him and told him he was lost. Today, you're old enough to be lost. You're old enough to be saved. You're old enough to be saved. I don't know what the age that is, Brother Paul. I don't know what age it is. But I know this, Brother Lon. At 16 years old, I could have been saved. Somebody said, well, did God know what you do? Absolutely. There's no need for us to get into His mind and try to pretend He don't know all things. He does. But He gave me an opportunity.
Right.
He gave me an opportunity to be saved.
Did.
And God did save my soul because I turned my life over to Him. Jesus suffered a lot in this land, Brother Junior, and I'm done. But He suffered, Brother Harold. Did He pay for your sins? He paid for the sin of the whole world. Not sins, Brother Junior, but sin.
Amen.
It's not sins, brother. It's not sins. I told a brother the other day, he said, well, they're committing adultery. I said, you can't commit adultery after you've already been forgiven for it. If God forgives you something, He forgives you of it. He don't go back behind her and say this and that. He don't go back to do that. Committeth and committed and committing is three different things. Committing means to continue to do it.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
I committed adultery when I was young. How many in here didn't?
I think all men does with their heart.
How many in here didn't?
Whosoever looketh.
How many women didn't? They always put it on the man, that's this part. They always put it on the man, this part. Because he's the one that's going to be called to preach. That's the reason to use it there, Brother Jim. But how many people have not committed adultery? Just sum it up and they're going to sing. The scripture says, if you're guilty of the least, guilty of them all. So in other words, Brother Junior, all the sin was combined in one thing, which is unbelief. If you believe that He is He, you shall go where He's at. And if you believe not that He is He, you shall die in your sins. And where He is, you cannot appear. You cannot appear. I love each and every one of you. I have to be gone again this weekend, so y'all pray for me. I've got to go to Friendship this weekend, so y'all pray for me and hope the Lord will bless me. This was things that I have to do. I had to be in a council meeting for the last 2 weeks, and we got some things accomplished and some things took care of, and I'm working for the betterment of our association and our churches, Brother Junior. I don't want this job. I'll really be honest with you. I really don't want it. But I want to be honest with you. I didn't want this preaching job either.
Did he ask you, did you want it?
I didn't want it. Did you want it, Brother Junior? I run from it. But I become willing. Here's what I'm telling you. I never wanted to do something so bad and wanted to do it at the same time. And that's hard to understand. But I never wanted to preach so much and didn't want to preach either. And I still can't preach. Still can't preach. But I know when I preach and I know when I don't. Sometimes it's up and down, up and down, up and down. And sometimes it's up.